Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A cold front arrives tomorrow to bring us unpleasant conditions for trick-or-treating. It will be much cooler and we'll be dealing with a few showers. I'll walk you through the timeline for the rain.
Plus, after 6 weeks of labor strikes, the United Auto Workers Union reaches a tentative deal with General Motors. We'll tell you what's in that deal.
And we're live in Goldsboro, where a 17-year-old boy was shot and killed. What we're learning from police communications.
It's such a beautiful day out there in the Triangle, but a cold front will get here tomorrow morning, bringing a huge change in our weather. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. Expect much colder air plus rain for trick-or-treat time. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at the rain timeline. We've been tracking this thing since about the middle of last week, almost a week, and that front is finally starting to push into the mountains. A lot of times with a front, we see rain ahead of it or along it, and in this
community members gathered in Maine this weekend to remember mass shooting victims as new details are revealed about the gunman's past. Robert Card was found dead Friday from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. NBC's Kathy Park reports police were asked to check on Card just weeks before Wednesday's attack.
A moving vigil at a local church in Lewiston, Maine, for the 18 victims killed in the worst mass shooting in the state's history.
I felt the need to be here.
The crowd growing so large Sunday night, hundreds stood outside to listen to the service.
We can never allow Lewiston to be remembered for violence. This city instead will be known for its strength.
We're also learning new details this morning about the gunman's mental health. Law enforcement officials telling the Associated Press they issued a statewide alert last month to be on the lookout for Robert Card after he made threats to shoot up an Army Reserve base and were unable to locate him after visiting his home and boosting patrols for about 2 weeks. Authorities say Card received care at a mental health facility this summer. NBC News has also learned the suspect tried purchasing a silencer months before the attack.
Imagine if nobody heard the shots.
Gun shop owner Rick LaChapelle says a distributor sent a silencer Card ordered to his store. The last layer of verification, this ATF form, where Card disclosed his mental health history.
There's a question saying that he was in a mental institution or he had some problems. He answered yes.
So they never gave him the silencer, but his guns weren't taken away. Under Maine law, that would only happen if he was forcibly committed for mental health treatment. This weekend, Rob Young had to identify the bodies of his brother Bill and nephew Aaron.
Aaron always wanted to do what my brother was doing. You could just tell that that's my dad, that's my hero.
That was Kathy Park reporting. Attorneys for a man charged with pointing a gun at a child say it was all a misunderstanding. The 43-year-old is free on bail. Police say a mother was driving her children to a friend's house Saturday to drop off a Halloween goodie bag. Two of the children rang the bell and left the bag on the porch. They returned after they realized it was the wrong address. When the 6-year-old went to pick the bag up, the man stepped out of the house and pointed a gun at his head. The homeowner's attorney says his client's family had been terrorized by constant banging on his door.
The Uvalde community came together to break ground on a new school. This comes more than a year after the tragic mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Texas, which claimed the lives of 19 students and two teachers. The building will have increased security measures, along with a tribute to the victims of last year's shooting. The new school is expected to open in the fall of 2025. Spain's former soccer federation president is banned from all soccer-related activities for 3 years. This morning, FIFA announced the actions of Luis Rubiales during the medal ceremony at the Women's World Cup final in August was in breach of its disciplinary code. You may recall he kissed winning star player Jennifer Hermoso during that ceremony. Hermoso said the kiss was unwanted.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, Wake County Sheriff's deputies are investigating after two children ingested what deputies are calling an unknown substance. This happened in the 1,000 block of Fairlong Road over the weekend. Apparently, the family was rushing the children to the hospital when the Wake County EMS caught up with the family on Calvin Jones Road. Again, no word yet on what the type of substance was. A toxicology test are pending. Of course, no charges have been filed as of yet. We'll keep monitoring this story for any updates here in the WRAL Live Center.
Thanks for that, Ken. Tributes are pouring in after the sudden death of Matthew Perry. The 54-year-old actor was found dead at his Los Angeles home Saturday. Perry charmed fans on the hit show Friends. NBC's Emily Ikeda is outside of a familiar spot in the West Village of New York City, made famous by the show.
Hey there. Well, fans of the hit show Friends will recognize where I'm standing. It's the apartment building, 90 Bedford Street in New York City, that has been immortalized by the show Friends. And now today it has turned into a makeshift memorial in honor of Matthew Perry. People continuing to come by to pay tribute with notes, balloons, flowers. Perry, we've learned from authorities, died on Saturday at his Los Angeles home from an apparent drowning. As we await additional details, the investigation continuing to play out. He was best known for playing his role as Chandler Bing in the show Friends, quick-witted, sarcastic. It became a cultural juggernaut of a show. He was in all 10 seasons, but behind the scenes, he also struggled with drug and alcohol addiction. Those struggles he detailed in a memoir released last year in 2022, but also he detailed his resilience. The co-creators of the show Friends releasing a statement saying, in part, he was always the funniest person in the room. More than that, he was the sweetest, with a giving and selfless heart, adding, this truly is the one where our hearts are broken, in a nod to how the episodes were titled. Something we've seen reflected here on the ground as people continue to pay tribute despite the cold and the rain in honor of this beloved actor and this man who devoted his struggles, his journey to helping others. I'm Emily Ikeda in New York for NBC News.
An autopsy has been conducted, but examiners are waiting for the results from toxicology reports to determine Perry's cause of death. Those reports could take couple of weeks to complete.
We have beautiful weather here in the Triangle. Look at the blue skies here. And then we have a new camera to show you out in Cary. Elizabeth, what a great view.
Yeah, this is exciting, isn't it? This is Fenton in Cary. So a relatively new shopping center with lots of restaurants, shops, theaters, and ice skating rink. I remember they did this last year. They're installing it right now. That's what all these white things are that you can see out on the turf there. So it's supposed to open on Sunday, like next Sunday. Like, it's 85 today. It's going to open in just about a week. So exciting. If you want to take the kids out there to ice skate and get in on that early. Well, let's take a look at Wilson. Notice that the whirligigs are moving really fast out there right now. We have breezy conditions as we're starting to change over from our very summer-like pattern to really a winter pattern. 78 is our current temperature. Our dew points jumped up a little bit to 62. And our temperature this afternoon likely to be around 85. Right now, we're looking at winds out of the southwest. That's what's creating all of this warmth. 13 miles per hour in Durham and Raleigh. We're steady at 16 in Fayetteville and 10 in Clinton. The gusts are in the white box on the right. So we're gusting to 23 in Fayetteville, 22 in Rocky Mount, and 19 in Durham. So that's what we'll see for through the rest of the afternoon. Gusts about 20 to 25 miles per hour. Temperatures will keep warming. We have some 80s out there already, though. Southern Pines, Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, 78 in Durham and Raleigh. We'll hit 85 in Raleigh and Durham this afternoon, and 86 in Fayetteville. Doesn't quite get us to a record, but it's close. The record's 86 in Raleigh and 86 in Fayetteville, so we'll be just within a degree of that. 69 is our normal high now, so this is way above normal, and then we're way below normal tomorrow. Now, our actual official high will probably happen right after midnight, and that could be in the 60s, but I put 49 on here because that's the way it's going to feel during the afternoon. 52 on Wednesday, so both of these numbers are more like what we would see in January, and then we do see temperatures bouncing back up. Friday at 65 will likely be in the 70s again over the weekend, but this is the way tomorrow is going to feel. Even though we'll start at midnight around the 60s, we'll drop into the low 50s by about 8 o'clock in the morning, and then on into the 40s during the afternoon and evening. And then, of course, we're going to see the rain anytime from right around lunchtime on through the afternoon. It'll be light and patchy, but we'll walk through it again with Futurecast. Nice and sunny between now and 5 o'clock. But after that, we're going to see the clouds rolling in, potentially some light showers tonight and tomorrow morning. There's lunchtime, a little bit of light rain, and then that just slowly moves across our area. That's 5 o'clock, there's 7 o'clock, and there's 10 o'clock, so it just kind of lingers across the region. It doesn't look heavy. The area in light green from Raleigh southward is going to be a tenth to a quarter of an inch. The darker green other colors up near the Virginia line are going to be a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. Big band of cold air, big cold air mass comes sweeping in behind this. So we're looking at temperatures Wednesday morning, mainly in the mid to upper 30s, which we saw last week. But for the first time, we will see widespread freezing temperatures on Thursday morning. We tend to see our first freeze on November 3rd, so we're close to that. And the first hard freeze down in the 20s is November 14th. So we're still a couple of weeks from the average for that. So it will be an uncomfortable Halloween, certainly with chilly temperatures and some light rain on and off. We're going to go over the talk more about how much rain we'll see, but a little warmer over the weekend. Saturday, of course, don't forget to set your clocks back. Sunday's mild, but a little on the wet side again.
Oh, I will never forget. I want that hour of sleep. Scooters catching fire, candies that kill. This is all in this month's recall report. Today at 5:30, Keely Arthur tells you the dangerous products you need to know about and how you can get a refund if you own one.
Plus, WRL investigates, buys gummies and tests vapes and smokables. You can find at most corner stores. Find out, though, if they are what they say they are or if they're too close to marijuana. That's tonight at 6. Apple hopes an upcoming event provides high-tech delight on this eve of Fright Night. What customers can expect from the company's second product launch of the season.
Tomorrow is Halloween. Lots of people are carving out time for both frightful and fun activities. We'll share a few ideas to help you get into the spirit later on this newscast.
And right now you're looking live at the DBAP as we take you to the Bull City. Durham Bulls Athletic Park being transformed into Woolly Bulls Winter Wonderland. Can't wait for that. As you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Apple is getting ready for primetime. The company is holding an event tonight at 8 to unveil new Macs that likely have faster processing chips. Apple typically holds its product events in the morning or afternoon, so the event, dubbed Scary Fast, is expected to unveil updated 14 and 16-inch MacBook Pros and a new 24-inch iMac, both with next-generation M3 chips.
Panera is now displaying a warning about its caffeinated lemonade. This comes after a lawsuit was filed by the family of a young woman alleging she died after drinking the chain's charged lemonade last year. Panera has enhanced the disclosures about the drink at its cafes, on its website and app. The new language says the drink should be consumed in moderation and not recommended for people sensitive to caffeine. The large-sized lemonade has 390 milligrams of caffeine in it. A can of Red Bull has 111 milligrams of caffeine for comparison. Panera says the caffeine content has always been listed in stores. Travis Kelce is teaming up with Walmart on a line of barbecue entrees. Travis Kelce's kitchen dishes include sliced brisket and barbecue sauce and a brisket burnt ends with mac and cheese. The line is a way for Kelce to share his passion for Kansas City's famous barbecue. The high-profile cheese star has been in a number of ads, including ones for Campbell's Soup. And of course, lately, he's become a household name with his dating of Taylor Swift.
Many Americans say they're spending more than they're bringing in. A new Associated Press poll finds 2 out of 3 Americans say their household expenses have gone up in the last year, but only 1 in 4 say their income has risen in that same time period. Some Americans say they're spending more on necessities like groceries, even though how much they earn has stayed the same. WakeMed is hosting a job fair for nurses today. It'll be at the WakeMed Raleigh campus, Andrews Center, from 4 to 6 p.m. Come with a resume and be prepared for a possible interview. There will also be an opportunity to get a professional headshot for free. This is a good way to meet hiring managers from different departments and locations.
Artificial intelligence is growing in popularity. Some say it's growing faster than laws to regulate it. Coming up, how new parameters could affect people who use the technology daily.
Plus, your favorite tune could help speed up your healing process. The findings of a new study in our next half hour. And here's a look at your NC Education winning lottery numbers.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Regulation of artificial intelligence is something that's been on the top of many people's minds. The White House unveiled an executive order to address the issue. WRL's Laura Levine explains the challenge for lawmakers to enact policies like these.
We know things like facial recognition and ChatGPT are becoming more popular. You can ask it anything, like write a thank you note to our babysitter for the last minute help. Here at Duke University, Duke experts have continuously sounded the alarm on how this can be potentially dangerous and why it must be regulated. Well, the regulation is now here. Take a look at some of the top three takeaways from the new executive order. It is now required that AI developers share their safety test results and other critical information with the U.S. government. They must develop standards, tools, and tests to help ensure that AI systems are safe, secure, and trustworthy. And they must protect Americans from AI-enabled fraud and deception by establishing standards and best practices for detecting AI-generated content. Of course, we're talking about scams. Cynthia Rudden, a Duke professor of computer science, described why biometric data is a top concern.
I really think that we should regulate access to large biometric data sets, because I don't think anybody should be able to clone your voice and make it sound like you are saying things that you don't. I'm also very concerned about facial recognition technology being used by people who do not know how to use it, and they can use it to control people. They use it to control access to things.
The order also addresses privacy concerns as well as civil rights issues. It also says that AI companies will have to work to make sure they protect workers and consumers. The Biden administration worked with 15 companies to develop these standards, and they say that it'll take at least a 90-day turnaround to implement. Laura Levine, WRL News. In Durham.
GlaxoSmithKline and 23andMe unveiled an exclusive four-year collaboration that will use human genetics to develop new medicines and potential cures for diseases. With over 5 million customers, 23andMe offers those with an interest in genetics the opportunity to learn more about their personal genetic profile. Participating in 23andMe's research is always voluntary and requires people to affirmatively consent to participate. You can read more about the deal on WRLTechWire.com.
The Israel-Hamas war is igniting new concerns both at home and abroad. There's been an uptick in reported anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim incidents. NBC's Stephanie Goss takes a look at just where many of these incidents are happening.
This morning, growing concerns over the rise of anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses across the country. The latest at Cornell University. Police are guarding the Center for Jewish Living, and the president of the school has notified the FBI of a possible hate crime after she says a, quote, series of horrendous anti-Semitic messages threatening violence were posted online. In a letter to students, Martha Pollack writes, "The virulence and destructiveness of anti-Semitism on campus is real and deeply impacting our Jewish students, faculty, and staff." Over the weekend, the dean of UC Berkeley School of Law, writing in an op-ed, "I am a 70-year-old Jewish man, but never in my life have I seen or felt the anti-Semitism of the last few weeks." It follows an incident at George Washington University last week when a pro-Palestinian group projected slogans on the side of a building, including "Glory to our martyrs," GW calling it anti-Semitic and saying it has caused fear and anxiety for Jewish students. This, as NBC News has learned, the Biden administration is set to announce new steps to combat anti-Semitism and Islamophobia on college campuses, including DHS and the FBI improving coordination between campus law enforcement and state and local counterparts in responding to incidents. The Anti-Defamation League reports since the war began 3 weeks ago, there have been 312 reported cases of harassment, vandalism, and assault targeting Jews, up nearly 400% from the same period last year.
What we are seeing today in America, it's not just the war on Israel. It is a war on all Jewish people.
Muslim leaders are also reporting an uptick in hate crimes, with the Council on American Islamic Relations citing more than 800 complaints across the country since the beginning of October. Thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters shut down traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge Saturday, while in Grand Central Station, a pro-Palestinian group called the Jewish Voice for Peace protesting during Friday's rush hour. And there are protests overseas as well, in London, Madrid, and Rome, thousands calling for a ceasefire. While in Karachi, Pakistan, protesters denounce the war, some burning Israeli and American flags.
Stephanie Gost reporting. The Nash County Sheriff's Office is investigating after someone vandalized this Israeli flag outside a church. It happened over the weekend at Christian Fellowship Church Sandy Cross in Elm City. A church surveillance camera from late Saturday night shows a man walking by the entrance. A short time later, the man runs back into frame and throws the wadded up flag into a storm drain. A church maintenance worker discovered the flag there yesterday morning.
Two teens are recovering after being shot at a party in Raleigh. The WRO Breaking News Tracker was there on scene around 2 a.m. Sunday near Crosslink Road and Dandridge Drive. Police say several adults and teens were gathered before an argument happened and then someone started shooting. The two male victims received treatment at the hospital and they were released. So far, no arrests. This morning at the new Wake Tech East Campus in Wendell, leaders announced a special partnership with Elizabeth City State University. It featured a demonstration of their new unmanned aviation training program, which delivered signing documents for Wake Tech and ECSU leaders. Their goal is to strengthen public safety and emergency preparedness locally and across the state.
Place of unique educational simulation. We're going to have a biopharma simulation facility. We'll have an emergency management simulation, but we have drone simulation here as well, and that's where we partner with Elizabeth City State University.
They signed an agreement allowing Wake Tech's Criminal Justice Associate Degree Program to transfer into ECSU's online bachelor's program.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, an update on six firefighters in the Triad area who were injured while trying to help somebody during a building collapse. You see the headlines right here out of the Triad. Now, those firefighters were trying to help a worker who was experiencing a medical condition when that roof caved in. One of the firefighters is with the Burlington Fire Department. That firefighter, along with four others with the Whitsett Fire in Guilford County, were treated and released from the hospital. One firefighter with Guilford County remains in the hospital with serious injuries, but is considered stable. Also, the patient and the firefighters' names have not been released. By the way, the patient they were trying to help ended up passing away from a cardiac arrest at that scene.
Ken, thanks. If you have chronic aches or pains, find out how music can help. What research says can happen when you listen to your favorite songs.
Plus, why the company that makes these baby jumpers says stop using them. The problem with its structure that could injure little ones. Our team is working to bring you exclusive stories. For coverage you'll find only on WRAL, visit WRAL.com and search only. Welcome back this noon. It's been said music can soothe the soul, but what about your physical pain? A new study reveals a person's favorite songs can reduce pain. Researchers looked at data from study participants who received moderately painful sensations in their inner forearm. When participants listened to their favorite music, their pain was strongly reduced compared to listening to unfamiliar songs. We have two product recalls to tell you about, and the first may be to blame for elevated blood levels in some children in North Carolina. The FDA is warning caregivers not to buy a brand of fruit puree pouches because they may contain extremely high concentrations of lead. The Wanabana apple cinnamon fruit puree pouches are sold nationally at several places, including Sam's Club and Amazon and Dollar Tree among them. Exposure to lead can cause damage to the brain and slowed growth and development.
Another recall involves an infant play accessory being recalled for possible injury risks. These two jump, spin, and play activity centers have been recalled by their parent company. The brand name is Cosco, COSCO. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that the activity centers can detach or break with the child inside them, creating injury hazards. Centers have a circular hoop base and a play tray suspended by three straps. 38 injuries from the product have been reported. So if you have these baby jumpers, stop using them immediately. Contact the company for a free replacement. A tight-knit community will make a heartfelt donation this week to the Atrium Levine Cancer Institute in Charlotte. Knitted knockers are special handmade breast prostheses for women who have had breast cancer and undergone mastectomy or lumpectomy. Traditional breast prosthetics can be hot, heavy, and sticky. They typically require special bras or camisoles with pockets and can't be worn for weeks after surgery. Knitted knockers are soft, comfortable, beautiful, and when placed in a regular bra. They are adjustable, washable, and can even be worn while swimming.
Carolina Panthers fans have reason to celebrate. The home team is no longer winless. Quarterback Bryce Young describes the thrill of victory.
Plus, can you believe that Michael Jackson's Thriller is 40 years old? The title song and dance are synonymous with Halloween. How you can hear never-before interviews about this groundbreaking album.
The Arizona Diamondbacks and Texas Rangers face off in Game 3 of the World Series tonight. The Fall Classic is tied one game apiece after the Rangers took Game 1 Friday night and the D-backs answered on Saturday. First pitch for tonight's game in Arizona shortly after 8 o'clock. You can watch all the action on Fox 50.
The Carolina Panthers are winless no more. They broke their losing streak with a 15-13 win over the Houston Texans yesterday. Bryce Young connected with Tommy Tremble for the Panthers' only touchdown of the game. Eddie Pinheiro split the uprights with the game-winning field goal as time expired. After the game, Young celebrated his first win as an NFL quarterback and the accolades he got from his coach.
You know, just being that locker room, that environment after a win, you know, it's something you can't replicate. So it's a huge honor to receive that from coach and from teammates. And again, I'm just super grateful to be part of the team.
The Panthers will try to get another win next Sunday when they host the Indianapolis Colts. The NFL's Week 8 will wrap up tonight as the Detroit Lions take on the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday Night Football. Kickoff for that game will be 8:15.
You ever seen a skeleton do yard work, get a flu shot, clean the house? Every day in October, a Raleigh mom and her two kids entertain their neighbors with skeletons doing everyday ordinary chores. Their show is called Indiana Bones and has hundreds of followers on Instagram. It started in 2020 at their home off Six Forks Road to make people smile during the pandemic. More than 100 poses later, it is still going strong.
So these are found items that we have in our house or items that the kids have grown out of that we're going to give away, but we won one last hurrah with them.
And a lot of creativity. These skeletons don't just work. They go to the spa, they visit the NC State Fair, and so much more. Look for this story on WRL.com to see all their poses.
Skeletons, they're just like us. Today you can meet Raleigh police officers while attending a fun Halloween event. From 5 to 7 tonight, the Raleigh Police Advisory Board is hosting a trunk or treat event at Lyons Park. That's on Dennis Avenue. You can learn more about the board's goals of bridging the gap between the community and Raleigh police officers. Adults and children of all ages are welcome to attend. Beautiful weather for a trunk or treat or any Halloween event today.
Today, tonight. That is the key word right now. And Elizabeth Gardner over in the WRL Severe Weather Center, a different story for tomorrow.
It's kind of mind-boggling just to think about the kind of change that we're going to end up seeing going from mid-80s today to mid-40s in the afternoon tomorrow. It's going to be a shock to the system for sure. It's so pretty out there right now. Goldsboro looking gorgeous. There's Fayetteville right outside our newsroom. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant and Apex, looking gorgeous this afternoon as well. As we talked about before, here comes our front. And in this case, the rain is actually lagging a little bit behind the front. There's not a lot of rain with this, but it's pretty slow moving. So the duration of the rain is going to be, you know, midday-ish to, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock, but it won't rain the entire time. Again, the rest of this afternoon looks great. We'll pause it here at 5 o'clock. But after that, we do have clouds that'll roll through, and there may be some spots overnight tonight, especially north and west of the triangle where there's a little bit of light rain. This is a look at 8 a.m., so in the morning, if you're going to be headed from Raleigh over toward Durham or back toward Greensboro, you're probably going to run into some light rain in the morning. And then it just kind of hangs out in that same spot through lunchtime. Gradually, it all starts to slide eastward. So there are definitely some counties north and west of the triangle that may end up without seeing a whole lot of rain during trick-or-treat time. We'll pause it there at 5 o'clock, and you can see Durham, Roxborough, South Hill looking pretty dry. At that point, Clinton and Goldsboro looking pretty dry. If we're going to take this literally, sometimes we don't want to take this literally. I mean, I know it's just 24 hours out, but it just kind of gives us an idea that we're going to have the slow moving band moving through. 7 o'clock, we're still seeing a little rain from, say, Raleigh over toward Goldsboro, back around Fayetteville, Rocky Mount. And then gradually, as we get through the evening, it slides off to the east and eventually dissipates. Fortunately, it doesn't look like very much rain. We take a look at amounts. We're looking at probably a tenth of an inch or so from Raleigh southward, maybe a quarter of an inch, a little higher from Durham northward, where we may see a little bit more of that, at least to begin with. It looks like the evening, we should see that that tapering off a little bit. We have 40% showing up there because it's going to cover a good chunk of the viewing area. But again, the amounts that we see out of this should be fairly light. Temperatures are going to be chilly, 47 at 5 and 746 at 9 o'clock. Of course, wouldn't you know it, tomorrow's the only day in the next 5 or 6 days that we actually have rain in the forecast. Today, we're going to be close to that record, hitting 85, the record 86. Again, we've got that good chance of at least patchy light rain tomorrow, especially during trick-or-treat time. Temperatures will be in the upper 40s. And then Wednesday, 52, that's well below normal. Our normal high is at almost 70. We see this blast of cold air that drops in on us behind this front. For Wednesday morning, we have a good chance of frost, but we've already seen temperatures that were in the mid to upper 30s. And then Thursday morning, the coldest air so far this season puts the entire viewing area in a pretty good risk for freezing temperatures. We take a look at our tropical outlook. This little system continues to weaken, only a 20% chance that it develops. This one bumped up a little bit the next 7 days from 40% to 50%. It looks like it would move here in the Southern Caribbean as the way it's headed. So again, big, big change coming for us. 85 today to 49 tomorrow afternoon. We do see our temperatures bump up a little bit. Friday's at 65. We're in the 70s this weekend. And of course, we set the clocks back. We're going back to standard time. The scariest night of the year is tomorrow. Coming up, what a new study reveals about fun and frightful activities.
Wrap things up with a look at a few of the headlines we're following for you today. A 17-year-old is dead after a shooting in Goldsboro. Police say it happened around 1 this morning on South Audubon Avenue. They responded to a shot spotter report of several gunshots and found a male teenager. EMS pronounced him dead at the scene. Police say their investigation is active.
Charges have been upgraded against a man police say shot a 15-year-old boy near Moore Square Magnet Middle School in Raleigh. Stephen Stanley is now charged with murder. Shamar Leverett died from his injuries at Wakeman Hospital yesterday. Police say Stanley shot him near the school last Monday.
Sources confirmed to the Associated Press, General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union have reached a tentative contract agreement. This comes just 2 days after the union expanded the strike at the automaker. Neither the union nor GM confirmed the deal. If true, though, it would bring an end to the union's unprecedented strike against all three of the nation's unionized automakers.
There are two things in the music business, before Thriller and after Thriller.
40 years after Michael Jackson's Thriller redefined pop music, the documentary Thriller 40 looks at how it was made and what it meant. The documentary on one of the best-selling albums of all time features never-before-seen footage and interviews with Usher, Will.i.am, Mark Ronson, and more. Thriller 40 debuts December 2nd on Paramount Plus with Showtime.
Americans are digging deeper into their pockets this year for all the Halloween tricks and treats. Even more scary, spending is expected to reach a record $12.2 billion. That's more than 108 bones per person. The bulk of the money goes towards decorations, candy, and costumes. If you haven't had the guts to pick up a costume, there's still time, but it could cost you big bucks. An average costume is around $35 brand new. Parents can find a used costume on consignment for about 10 bucks.
NBC News Daily is next on WRAL, your next local news update in 30 minutes.
You can get breaking news updates anytime with our WRAL News app. Have a great day.
Keep watching WRAL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.